Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going on? Welcome in on a Tuesday morning to the Midday Show. Abe Gordon and Randy McMichael. Andy off this week. He will be back next week. Randy, how you doing today, man?
What's happening, my man? I'm all good over here on this wonderful, beautiful Tuesday here in the Midday Show. Before we get started, I got to give a shout-out to the show's nephew, Jike Bunker, turns 2 today, so happy birthday to my little man. Hopefully they're having a good time celebrating his birthday. But, yeah, it's a fun day, a fun night of basketball where you're going to see a lot of second-guessing, a lot of coulda, woulda, shouldas, a lot of comparisons to old greats from last night's basketball game. And as we know, it's a big series here in Atlanta for our Braves as musty Mets are in town for a series that, I would love to see Atlanta go out there and play to the – I was going to say capabilities. That's what I'm saying. Play up to the capabilities of what we were hoping that they would be at this point, but hopefully they can get it going tonight. And also, hopefully, the Florida Panthers can close this thing out tonight, man.
I'm against you on that. I want the Panthers to win the Stanley Cup. I just don't think there's many things better in sports than Stanley Cup Game 7.
I agree with you.
And so I am kind of rooting for that just selfishly. Just a little bit selfishly along those terms. And the other thing, you mentioned like the Braves playing up to their capabilities. When I think of that, I think you start with the rotation. I think the capabilities of the three pitchers that you have going in this series against the Mets, and I know it is Bryce Elder on Thursday. We've seen good Bryce Elder,
yep,
who's been very good.
He was great last time he was out.
Probably
there.
The second best outing of any pitcher. Short of Schwelly's complete game was Elder, who went and he can go 8 1/3 or whatever it was.
Yep.
But separate of that, we've seen good Bryce Elder, bad Bryce Elder. But when I think of Braves' capabilities, and we're going to talk a lot more about this upcoming series at 12:20, it's the just without shying away, I'm calling it, and I think a lot of people can admit it, it's the biggest series of the season.
Yeah.
And no, we'll get into that. But when I think of what the Braves can do capability-wise, it's on the mound from the rotation. And then you just kind of got to hope the offense is having one of those days. Because
yep,
we've seen them have those days.
And then we've seen them not have those
we've
days.
We've seen them have those days against good pitchers. But we've also seen them not have those days, most recently in a stinging loss on Sunday. So we'll get into the Atlanta Braves at a couple different times throughout the show today. NBA Finals last night, Game 5. The Thunder win 120-109. They take a 3-2 lead. I mean, I can read out the stats for you here. We can talk about the good, which is Jalen Williams and SGA, and then a little bit of the rough. Haliburton, where do you want to start on this discussion today, Randy?
I mean, you look at what they did And we talked yesterday about adjustments to adjustment. They put Shea back more on the ball. As you saw, he had 10 assists last night.
Yeah.
And he's going to get 30 in his sleep. But I think, you know, J-Dub, the way and how assertive he was, and them basically, here, take us here, take us there and everything. I thought he was phenomenal last night, 40 points. I think in third youngest, we were there when Westbrook did it against the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
And so and dropped that 40 piece against the Heat. And he was unbelievable. That's how J-Dub looked last night, just going off mid-range, big shots. And he hit the biggest shot because Indiana, they fought back. They were able to get back.
Right.
And then obviously, you know, with Siakam was good yesterday. We mentioned yesterday about who's number two was going to be better would be key in this game. Obviously, you know, OKC's number two scored 40 points. But Siakam was great. But then you go back to Haliburton, he goes down with this calf injury or whatever, and he was just never – he'd been the same himself except maybe one game, you know, this whole series. And for him to go down and be as hobbled as he was, and then you get the spark from McConnell, and then you take him out. Like, I might have left him in.
Yeah, I got some questions.
Like, I don't want to question – I mean, you can always question anybody, but, you know, Rick Carlisle has his reason behind what he did. But, I mean, this dude's giving you a spark – at the position where your injured guy is, which is at the point.
Yeah.
He's bringing the energy. And I know they came back a lot. They came back and cut it to lead. Hallie was on the floor when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was. He was. I give you that. But it's just like he was not himself. But I also go back to when they got it down to two, OKC's, the one thing that they hung their hat on all year long, one is Shea, but the other is their defense. Four straight turnovers.
And it's a 10-0 run or
four
whatever it was,
turnovers.
And the game's over again.
And the game's over right there.
So a couple of things pop into my mind, and I will question Rick Carlisle. That doesn't mean I'm calling him a bad coach. It certainly doesn't mean that I know more about – no, none of that. But you still have to ask the question, and whether it was Haliburton who was limited, and also Naismith who was kind of a mess at times throughout the game, when you're getting what you get from McConnell, 18 points in 22 minutes or whatever it ended up being, you kind of asked the question why you weren't going to stick with him. You felt it wasn't going to happen. But anyways, the other thing was, as you mentioned, this was a lot like game one. And I think OKC kind of recognized this at
Let's
times.
Go.
Right.
Yeah.
Where they said, all right, we were up 18. It's now back down to two. We can't again, for the second time in this series, blow a near 20-point lead in the fourth quarter and let this team come back. And when we put our throats down, like you mentioned, forcing the turnovers, getting that 10-0 run, I think that was growth throughout the series of them realizing, hey, we can't take it lightly at this point. I mentioned yesterday that the box score, the stats, sometimes don't always tell the story. I actually thought yesterday it did tell the story. I wrote this one down. The Thunder took 12 more shots.
Mm-hmm.
They had 12 fewer turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
They made more threes. They were plus four in fast break points. I just think that tells the story.
Yeah.
It really does.
Well, I mean, they're a better team. They've always been a better team. I think Indiana is playing – I don't want to say they're playing above their beyond because they have been one of the best teams in the entire NBA over the last however many games leading into the playoffs. So they've been playing well and everything like that. It's just to me, when you look at the personnel, the top two guys, their two dudes in OKC have shown out this past two games. And Hallie – as much as, you know, you don't look at it as a dominant scorer, you need more from him than mm-hmm. this. And that's the biggest thing because he is the head of the snake. He really, really is. He is the guy that runs their offense and does those things. And when he's affected the way he was, you saw that. So you look at it, if he is healthier, how is there a different outcome?
I have to think so.
You would think so, right?
So here's what some of my questions about Carlisle come in. Haliburton goes into halftime, 0 points.
Yes.
He's 0 of 5 shooting. I think four of those were three, if I recall.
Because he's not getting past Lou Dort.
You know he's dealing with the calf. Is there any conversation about sitting him?
I would have.
And just trying to get him to as close
it.
To as good as – I don't want to say you're punting on the game, but you're going to need him in game six.
Yes.
You're back home in game six. I just wonder what – and again, going back to the McConnell conversation, who was a guy who was doing well when he was on the floor. He was impacting plays. I just wonder if they'd have been better off sitting Haliburton. And I know Haliburton had those comments, hey, if I can walk, I can play.
Right.
Like, I get that mentality, but is it what's best for the team?
But we talk about this all the time with athletes. Sometimes you got to save athletes for themselves.
Right.
A lot of times. Yeah. And sometimes you got to not always make the popular call sometimes and pleasing athletes. And I don't know Halliburton personally, but he wanted to be out there with his guys. I mean,
Understood. Rightfully so.
And you understand it, but sometimes you got to look at it from a standpoint of, I know I want to be out there with them, but I'm hurting them more than I'm helping them where I am in my current state as far as with this calf. So sometimes you got to take it upon yourself as the coach, as the head trainer, whoever, to go like, hey,
right,
you're hurting us, dog. You can't defend when you're healthy. So I mean, now you got one leg and everything. And I know they were trying to make. I saw a comparison between him and Aaron Gordon. Now Aaron Gordon was completely different. Aaron Gordon couldn't walk.
Right.
You know, when he hurt,
hamstring.
Yeah,
right.
He couldn't even damn walk. You know, Hallie was still out there running around, but he just wasn't himself. And I just thought, you know, and I know your star player, you always, and this dude's made clutch shot of the clutch shot in these playoffs, and you just think, just give him a shot if we can keep it close and bring it home. Just like in game one, like you were talking about earlier. But, you know, the hot hand was the other guy, and he was playing well. And I would have just ran with it. I would have took him out a lot earlier than I did. I think it was like 131 or something left out. He took all the guys out. But I would have took Hallie out earlier. And I would have just went back and see if you can get more out of that situation that you had. But I got to give the Thunder credit, because when their backs were against the wall, mm-hmm. and when it was Siakam hit the big three to cut it within two, and then it was just turnover, 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 and then points, 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 and then it's back up there again. And now, you know, you're back in a situation where how pivotal would that game for win have, game would have been if you were Indiana and you were able to hold on.
Yeah.
If you're able to hold on and get that lead, I mean, keep that lead and not let Shea go bonkers in the fourth quarter, you're in a different situation.
But on the flip side, game one could have turned the other way. And you kind of have the same discussion. We're going to talk a little bit more, excuse me, about this and what's trending. I do just have one quick question, though. It does not feel like the series is over. It feels like Indy can definitely win game six.
Oh, no. I don't know. I think if Hallie was healthier.
Right.
I would feel a little different, but because he's hobbled, I don't see him being that big a factor. I mean, unless they give him a damn calf implant or something like that going into there. You know, calves and hamstrings, they're just one of the things where the wrong move, just like last night, he just kind of fell down a little bit. There it was. So,
and they just said tightness, right? They didn't technically call it a strain, which it makes a difference to me.
Well, because they called it one thing, don't mean what it is.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. He's got that tape running up the back of the leg, though. Maybe that helps a little bit. You saw that big ice pack on his back, and you're like, man, that's a real problem. We'll talk a little bit more about this. I got a question for you in regards to Jalen Williams. We'll tackle that in what's trending. And then we'll also talk more NBA in the 1 o'clock hour as well. This hour of the Midday Show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We got a number of things to tackle in what's trending. Some more on the NBA. Certainly get you ready for the Braves. And the Club World Cup took over Atlanta. Well, about 1,000 fans of the Club World Cup took over Atlanta. We'll talk about that as well. A lot more to come here on the Midday Show. Abe in for Andy alongside Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shea recovers on him. He throws it away. Wallace has it in the open court. Down the lane for the dunk. Payson Wallace to strip and the slam. Thunder 100. The Pacers 93. Timeout Indiana.
A miscommunication there on an inbounds pass and one of the big turnovers down the stretch that was forced by Oklahoma City, leading to, I think it was a 10-0 run that went from a close game to there's just not enough time in this one. Halliburton's not shooting well enough or at all. And that was that for Oklahoma City taking game five. They now lead the series 3-2 in the NBA Finals, one game away from a championship. And Jalen Williams, look, SGA, MVP, outstanding, as you mentioned. Got more involved in the pass game, double-double there with points and assists. But Jalen Williams was the story here. He had 40 points. And are we going, like, are people going a little too high and mighty about Jalen Williams in regards to some of the discussions being had about him?
What do you mean?
I saw CBS Sports, and I think there's an argument at least. CBS Sports this morning called Jalen Williams the best number two option in the NBA.
Oh, I mean,
it's a discussion.
I mean, he's one of the best, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
They didn't say one of.
Oh, I mean.
There was no clarifiers, you know.
I mean, is he better than Jaylen Brown or whoever you want to put there? Or
well,
I mean,
like, yeah.
That sounds like one of these damn TV discussions.
It was had on the website.
Like,
but like
a TV ass conversation. But, I mean, he's very good. He's very good. He's one of, I think, two or three people that made an all-NBA team and an all-defensive team. He was an all-star this year. Obviously, he's due for a contract extension this offseason. So, I mean, he is that guy who is going to run with Shea. He's 24 damn years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that, you know, read up on him. He's always a point guard. Then he grew a little bit more. And then,
I love those stories,
yeah, I love
him.
Like, the same thing with Pippen.
Never happened to me. I stayed 5'9".
Same thing. That's why they're trying to compare him to Pippen and all those different things. But, no, he was outstanding. And, yeah, he's one of the best number two options in basketball. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about that. He's getting more shine, obviously, because they're in the NBA Finals. But this dude can ball. And I think earlier on in the playoffs, Denver, he wasn't consistent in the Denver series. And then it turned on, and he's been outstanding ever since then. But, yeah, this dude is a great complement to what Shea does. He's a he's a very young player who is going to get a max deal this year. I mean, damn, they're going to go out too.
I know, yeah.
Because Shea gets super max.
You're right.
And so, I mean, OKC is as small market as they are, but because they have Chet, who's still young, because they have all these draft picks and these young players, I think me and Andy were talking one day, they got like three first-rounders on their current roster right now that don't play. And so, I mean, they're built to be able to withstand having two max players on their roster for the foreseeable future.
But he was all NBA third team, so he's eligible for some sort of super max deal too, right?
Yeah, he's eligible for the max also. So they got some issues. They got good issues. I mean, you got good players.
Well, I think last night, to an extent, for maybe a little bit lesser NBA fan, it was a coming out party for Jalen Williams. He talked post game about dropping 40.
It's something more that I'll like look back on later on than like worry about what kind of statement it makes. I think the only statement we have right now is we're up 3-2 and we still have to go earn another win. But it'll be cool to look back on later on, and hopefully somewhere down the line I'll have like a more fun answer for
you. Yeah, man. I mean, the business is not done. I mean, yeah, it's good to reflect and everything like that, but we gotta get our ass on this plane right after this game and head up to Indiana, where it's not going to be easy. We understand that. But they got to go out there, and he has to continue to play how he's playing. And I think that's the biggest thing, because they went back. We saw previous game. He was more in control of the ball this game. They gave a little bit back more to Shea. And they were able to, you know, score 71 damn total points for last night, man. He was just outstanding. Hit big shots when he needed to. Got to the rim with ease. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize he was as springy as he is. Dude can get up with the quickness off the 2 feet. He was really good yesterday. He's been really good he's been pretty good all series, man.
I think that's the perfect comment. Yeah. Like, it's a great achievement, but it's an individual thing. We're here to win this title as a team, and we're close to that. And so let's keep it focused. And years later, we look. I think it's a perfect comment on that. Braves, obviously a huge series against the Mets getting started tonight at home. David Peterson against Spencer Schwellenbach. We'll talk more about this series in a little under an hour. Ronald Acuna Jr. named NL, NL Player of the Week. 3 home runs, 6 RBI, 8 runs scored. He had the 1 stolen base as well. 5 walks, just 1 strikeout across 26 plate appearances. So Acuna, a well-deserved award, and we got an all-star voting update as well. Acuna, very close to being in round 2 mm-hmm. of the voting. Right now he's 6 among vote getters for NL outfielders in the top 6 of Rants to phase 2. So he's the one Brave right now that's in line to advance to the next round of voting. But again, I think whether he gets voted there or not, I imagine he'll have a place on that team along with Chris Sale, like we've talked about. The Atlanta Dream, 8-3 on the season. They're visiting New York Liberty tonight, 9-1. The WNBA Commissioner's Cup, a version of their in-season tournament. For those of you who have not been paying attention, the Atlanta Dream off to a really, really good start. Yeah. You came in the other day, looked at the rundown for a half second, and said, man, Ryan Howard is killing
that young lady can ball.
Alicia Gray is a great running mate.
Them two, they are just unbelievable, getting off to a great start. Obviously, you know, New York is the standard in the league right now. They got their first loss last week against Indiana in Caitlin's return. But, yeah, these young ones, this damn Atlanta Dream team has been playing some really good ball. And I remember when we had Ryan on right before the season started, we had her on. And I remember I was saying, like, it's time for people to realize how good this league to – I mean, obviously her peers know how good she is, but it's time for, you know, the league to know how great this young woman is. This girl is one of the best perimeter players. What the hell is that? One of the best two-way players in the WNBA, and I'm glad that they're doing well so she's getting a little bit more shine, because she is a bad one.
I think my comment about it, I don't remember if I made it on air or off air to you guys, is that the last Olympics she was on the 3x3 team. Next Olympics she needs to be
and
on
another thing I said, when I mean – they all getting a little bit older, that national team and everything. This time to bring some of them new bloods like her and Caitlin and Angel and those ladies like that to restock the cover, man.
Separate of this, did you see that Angel Reese applied for the trademark for the term Me Bounds?
Sounds smart as hell.
It's such a great move.
Smart as hell.
This is a comment kind of developed by critics or haters or whatever you want to call them. As a way to insult or whatever. And she's turning it in. Yeah, it's a great move. Really appreciate. I mean, there's a level of petty to that, too, obviously, which I really appreciate.
But ain't nothing better than getting paid off petty.
Yeah.
Nothing in life.
I love it. FIFA Club World Cup hit Mercedes-Benz Stadium yesterday. Chelsea.
That traffic sure wasn't looking like it. Well, I was like,
we were going north, Rainey.
I know. You can see the other side. We can see the connector. Yeah. It's smooth drive.
It was rolling. Yeah. Traffic was rolling. We'll talk with Mike Conley, who's going to join us here in a little bit. The one thing I will say, I understand the crowd wasn't great. I get that. It's a 3 p.m. on a Monday.
Yes.
LAFC fans had to come from far away. Yes. Obviously,
which
Chelsea.
Not fair.
Right, across not the fair. Pond. The one thing I will say is I saw a number of people from England at their first experience at Mercedes-Benz Stadium that said this is what a world-class soccer facility looks like.
Yeah.
And so even maybe not a great fan turnout crowd didn't damper that situation. And I think that's really impressive. So kudos to the staff at Mercedes-Benz Stadium there. And if you want to check out.
Are the concessions still the same?
Same
like
price.
$2 hot dogs and all that? Yeah, they ain't never seen nothing like that.
That's what it was.
Probably, yeah, they don't even eat hot dogs. They eat something. They eat schnitzel or whatever that is called, whatever that's called. But, yeah, I mean, Mercedes-Benz is a, I mean, state-of-the-art, beautiful facility.
Yeah, and if you want your chance to go see football legends at Mercedes-Benz Stadium during the 2025 FIFA Club World Cup, enter to win tickets and witness soccer history. Go to 929thegame.com and enter now, or get your FIFA Club World Cup tickets now at FIFA.com/tickets. You mentioned this earlier. Obviously, it's going to be the focus. Now, Braves will be, as we've already discussed, A1 alpha action with volume.
How about last night having the damn player intro?
Yeah,
I was so I was like, damn! I forgot how much I actually enjoyed it.
Why do you take this stuff
I mean,
away?
I
get you need an extra 3 minutes of pregame
you
show.
Know what, I'm saying? Like,
what are we doing?
Oh man, I just enjoyed it a lot watching the pregame introductions of the players was really cool.
Game six though, the Stanley Cup Finals, the trophy, and not that it's a surprise, but like Stanley Cup trophy has its own account.
Yes, I saw
it's
it.
It's like we're gonna be in the building tonight.
I saw it. I did see that. I mean, the one thing about it is that Florida's gotten off a good start, but damn, they just can't close it out.
Right.
They have forced overtime, and I expect this game to be just like that. I expect me in the third period to be like just like. On pins and damn needles, as I'm pretty sure Florida's going to get out to a good start. And there's a real, real, real possibility this game goes into overtime because that's how they seem like they all have been. When they have not been overtime games this series, Florida has taken control and kept control of the game. So hopefully this is one of those games where we're not sitting on the edge of our seats and going back to Canada.
Again, just selfishly, I know you're pulling for Florida. I actually am too, ultimately. I just want game seven so bad. I want that in the NBA too, by the way.
Right.
That's why I'm trying to push this idea that the Pacers back at home can get this thing done. I just love game sevens. All right. When we come back, Mike Conley is going to stop by. This hour is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll talk a little Club World Cup with Mike, maybe a Hawks check-in a week before the draft, some NBA Finals thoughts. And I want to get Mike's thoughts as well here on that Desmond Bane trade and what it does for each of the teams involved. So a lot to touch on, maybe a little Atlanta United too. All that coming. No Atlanta United. Okay, no Atlanta United, says Randy Mack. We continue with Mike Conley on the other side, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Andy and Randy. It's Abe Gordon filling in for Andy this week alongside Randy McMichael. Every Tuesday at 11:40. Do I have to wait for it to be 11:40? Right now, there it is. We welcome in Mike Conti to the program. Obviously, Hawks United and everything else going on. And welcome in, Mike. How you doing
today? Good seeing you guys. It was so fun sitting next to your dad. At the Father's Day event Friday night.
Yes.
Is it
the first time I've met Abe's dad? Not at all what I was expecting.
I'll go there with you. Because the first time I met Mr. G was at the Butch House.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this dude is too cool to be Abe's dad.
Right.
Yeah.
But I want to be careful because I'm a big fan of Abe's.
Okay.
I was picturing someone like Abe, who's very loud and boisterous and verbose, and Abe's dad's like really laid back,
mm-hmm.
you know. Now he tells the stories of what he's done in life, and he's done a lot of like
he's a world traveler.
Pretty badass things, but he was very understated in compared to his son in how he told these stories. So. Not at all what I expected, but I really had a great time meeting him. And
he's awesome.
Thank you for bringing him.
He's awesome.
Well, usually great we dude. Get the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. It was like, did this one get picked up or did a bird eat it and it flew out with a stomach?
Having met your mom and your dad now?
Yes.
Now, okay, it kind of adds up a little bit. Like the apple fell between the two trees.
Okay.
You know, you got a little bit of touches of both of them, I think.
It was a great event, Mike. Thank you and everyone else who was able to put it on. It was awesome meeting the winners and doing some of that. Thank you to Lazy Dog, of course. Just outstanding stuff. So super, super fun. We do need to talk about the Club World Cup, though. Mm-hmm. Took place yesterday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And I don't know what people expected on a Monday at 3 p.m. when one team is 3,000 miles away from a fan base in L.A., 2,200 miles, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one has to come from across the pond, and some made the trip. And the ones who did were very complimentary of the Benz,
yes.
And one of the bigger concerns of the pitch and the field surface. No issues there, but it was a small crowd that drew up some criticism. I don't know what people expected.
Well, first of all, I think we're kind of burying the lead a little bit. And Steve Cherundolo, the LAFC head coach, I thought had some really unnecessary comments after the match about Atlanta maybe not appreciating soccer very much because of the size of the crowd. Let's not bury the lead. You had a lot of British press come over to cover Chelsea, a lot of European press who were covering this tournament. They raved about Mercedes-Benz Stadium as a venue. They said they've never seen anything like this in the soccer world before as a venue. One of the big, big questions is how is that pitch going to hold up? Right. And this might continue well into the week and into the knockout phase, because this is basically a trial run for next year's World Cup, the big one, which, by the way, I can assure you, they won't have crowds of 22,000 at the World Cup next year,
hell no,
even at the play at 3 in the afternoon on a weekday. So let's not even think that. By all accounts, as you said, Abe, the players, the coaches, complimentary of the pitch. That, to me, is the that's the takeaway, because this is ultimately it's a venue test for the World Cup. You're talking about a Club World Cup that is in the first year of this format where it's much, much bigger, played in much larger stadiums. There is really no heritage or no tradition, meaningful heritage and tradition behind the Club World Cup. Okay, this is like playing the Bahamas Bowl on New Year's Day before the Rose Bowl in a 70,000-seat stadium and expecting 70,000 people to show up. It's just not going to happen because there's no story behind it. There's no heritage, no tradition. And then the teams on top of it. You can see LAFC play here every other year
right.
in Major League Soccer. Chelsea, they've got a following over here, but not like Barca, not like Liverpool, not like Man City, who's going to come here on Sunday night in a time slot where more people will be able to go at 9 p.m., Let's hold off on the, Atlanta doesn't care about soccer narrative until we see how the rest of this turns out, because I think the crowds are going to get, you'll have Messi here, I think, tomorrow or Thursday. It's on a holiday. It's Messi. You'll have a larger crowd for that. And then you have Man City here Sunday night. I'm going to that game. You'll have a larger crowd for that. So this tournament is struggling everywhere across the country right now to sell tickets. The tickets have been priced way too high. They are releasing lower price tickets way too late. And the fixtures are being scheduled to accommodate primetime television in Europe, which is why you had a 3 o'clock kickoff yesterday afternoon. They're not trying to put the possibility of boosting turnout or the American TV market as a priority. This is all to get the matches on in primetime in Europe. And guess what? Next year, when the World Cup is here, you're probably going to have most of your fixtures here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the afternoon. You know why? Because it's climate controlled.
Right.
So they're going to try to play. You have to play the World Cup matches at primetime in Europe. So, probably noon, 3 and 5 in the afternoon. You're going to see most of those midday in the heat of the day fixtures played in climate-controlled stadiums like Atlanta and colder climates like Seattle, Boston, maybe New York, although even then it gets a little hot up there. So we're just going to have to adapt to this. This is the way it's going to be next year when the big one comes.
What's the deal, the biggest issue with the pitches? Because you said there were no issues as far as no complaints about it.
Yeah.
What is, in your opinion, because they're going to be multiple. They're not going to take what's up now and put some back
down. No, they're going to keep it down. And I think that's the question. Okay, this is still a temporary surface. How do you keep temporary grass alive and green for 3 weeks?
Right.
And do you have to open the roof? Do you have to do certain kinds of irrigation? I don't know how that works. Last year, when they had the Copa America, they put a temporary surface down, and it got some complaints. Mm-hmm. Now, I think it got complaints from teams that underperformed at the tournament, like Argentina. Happens. Might not have actually been a problem with the surface, but that'll be the test. Like, when we go there Sunday night for Man City, are there going to be any divots? Is it going to look brown? Is it going to look like it's dying? I suspect not. I think they have a great plan here in Atlanta, but that'll be one of the big tests that I think the organizers for next year will be looking at.
Mike Conti joining us here on the Midday Show in his regular spot. Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker. Final Club World Cup question for me. The game itself, I thought LAFC, they lost 2-0 to Chelsea.
They were much better than the score.
I thought they were very good, though. Yeah,
much better than the score indicated. Had a couple chances to tie it before Chelsea got the knockout goal. Very respectable performance by LAFC. Miami has a draw in this tournament, and Seattle did not play very well at home on Sunday night. But again, people people are trying to make this a thing and an indictment of Major League Soccer.
Of course they will.
Let's let the tournament play out. Jason and I talk about this all the time. We're going to sit around one day, maybe 20 years from now, and laugh about, wow, do you remember the first big club World Cup they had, and they couldn't even give tickets away, and you only had 20,000 people in Atlanta for Chelsea. Like, we're going to laugh, because just like the first Super Bowl, you know, when there was no heritage and tradition behind it, it wasn't necessarily bought into with open arms by the sporting public. I think that will change eventually down the line.
What's your thoughts on the NBA playoffs, Mike? Is it they made finals? Is it over?
Oh boy, how's Halliburton's calf for Game 6? I think that determines if this is going 7 or not. Even with Halliburton at like 30%, Indiana still had that pretty close. I mean, it was a one basket game in the fourth quarter. And I feel like a lot of the games in this series, all of them, in fact, have been like that, where it's been up for grabs in the fourth quarter, and you know maybe a team pulls away and wins by 10, but it's still up for grabs in the fourth quarter. I think Indiana sends this to 7, and then we've got the question, you know, how does it pan out on a Sunday night in Oklahoma City? I still think the Thunder and their ability to really buckle in and lock down defensively is going to be the key to that if it does go 7. Indiana has already stretched this series further than I thought they would.
Me too.
So credit to them. I wouldn't bet against them to extend the series. I also, however, would not bet against Oklahoma City to close it out on Thursday, because both teams have been very good on the road in the playoffs.
I am fascinated by the trade that took place in the NBA. Desmond Bain for a couple players and some unprotected first-round picks. I'm just really high on Orlando. I think this continues to add to it. We talked about it yesterday briefly. I think Bancaro steps into that top 10 in the NBA range in terms of players. I think if you can get Suggs back healthy, Wagner continues to develop, and now you add Desmond Bane there. This is a team now that is in the Pacers, Knicks, Cavaliers discussion for next season. I know that's what it means for them. What are we doing if we're Memphis?
It sounds like they're taking it apart.
To what extent?
Well, all right. You have 4 unprotected first-round picks from Orlando. You have just, and I agree with you, declare that Orlando is probably going to be a top-4 team in the East, barring something unforeseen. Like, let's say Bencaro gets hurt and they miss the playoffs. So these are not going to be lottery picks, okay? These are not going to be the kinds of picks that Oklahoma City had over the last couple of years where they were able to build around Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. So I don't want to diminish the value of a first-round pick. You can get good value outside of the lottery. The Hawks have more than proven that. John Collins was an outside-the-lottery pick. Jalen Johnson, an outside-the-lottery pick. So it can happen. But I think we need to be a little bit realistic about the assets that Memphis got in this trade. Now I'm hearing Jaren Jackson might be shopped. So, again, if that's the case,
call him.
That to me.
Get on the phone.
Well, who are you giving up?
Who wouldn't you give up for Jaren Jackson?
Not sure I'd give up Zachary Risacher.
I don't know about that, Mike.
Jalen Johnson.
I don't know about that.
I'm not sure I'd want to do that.
This dude's a proven All-NBA defender.
No doubt.
Player.
No doubt. But I think you know where his ceiling is, and it's a high ceiling.
Man.
But maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm too close to it. I want to see what I got with Risacher and Jalen Johnson. One thing I would say, 4 unprotected first-round picks for Desmond Bane. Bane is a great player. He will fit in beautifully in Orlando. Yes. I totally agree with what Abe has said.
Yes.
This makes them the top-4 team in the East. But if that is the market for Desmond Bane,
correct.
It's going to be pretty complicated for a team like the Hawks to bring in a player of that caliber to make this team better.
Are you talking about Jaren Jackson caliber, or are you talking about like a Desmond Bane?
Well, I put Bane and Jackson probably in the same tier, right? Pretty close. Don't you?
I look at JJJ a little bit more. Because,
than Bane?
Yes. Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more.
Yeah,
little more.
I view him as more of an all-NBA guy. All-star player.
Yeah, I mean, Bane 2 years ago should have been most improved player.
He's a really good
player. Should have been most improved player.
Like that.
Yeah.
The question I have for Memphis is the other guy.
Yeah.
You're going to have a new head coach in there.
Yeah.
I mean, hired the interim whatever.
He's going to be the guy they build around.
I mean, you think that's still a plan moving forward, right?
Well, okay, So what other team in the NBA gets better with Ja Morant? What I mean, and I say this again. Well, hold on, though. And I had this conversation with Steak yesterday. Every team in the NBA has a good point guard. Okay? Point guard is the most loaded position in this league. John, okay, yeah, Ja Morant, you know, you could go into Charlotte to make them better, or Washington to make it. Like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, let's look at the top six teams in each conference. Does Ja Morant go into, you know what? He would go into Minnesota and maybe make them a little better.
Yes.
But it would make Minnesota a much different team.
Yes.
Because Minnesota has Mike Conley, who is more of a settling presence as a point guard, a game manager. Whereas Ja would, you know, pound the ball into the floor. But then how does that affect Edwards and all the other?
Right.
I don't know if that necessarily works, but it probably would make them a little better. No, does Ja Morant go to the Nets and suddenly make them a top four team? I don't think so. You know, so I think, again, like, if I'm Memphis, Ja is the guy that they have stuck with through thick and thin.
That is
and
true.
It's been mostly thin the last 2 years. They fired a very, very good coach in Taylor Jenkins. It feels like all the signals are that, like OKC built around Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I expect the Grizzlies are probably trying to do the same with Ja Morant.
Panthers closes out tonight, Mike.
Very unpredictable series, right? Like, how about
crazy.
How about coming back from 3-0 down, tying the game, getting sucked into overtime, and still losing?
They haven't even made a goaltending decision for tonight, have they?
Yeah, like, not that I have heard. And I don't. This is so tough. It's kind of like the NBA because it's been a wild series, and I hope people have been able to watch.
It's great.
It's been a wild series. Been very, very compelling. I think Florida gets it done. I think Marchand's the Conn Smythe Trophy winner.
No doubt about it.
But Edmonton will go down swinging. They have been really, really impressive in this series. Draisaitl and McDavid have been amazing.
Mike Conti, appreciate
it, Mike.
All right, guys.
All right, when we come back here, hour number two gets going, an NFL no huddle. We're going to dive back into the Braves as well. Hands down, biggest series of the season. We'll talk about it. Also, Bo Johnson with the back page coming your way. Hour number two is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scores!
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.